I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
Ooh, we are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things, and we also like to self-care for yourself.
We haven't done that in such a while.
We haven't.
It feels right.
Yes. What did you do for self-care? I'm like the awkward kid who's like, yes, it does feel great.
For self-care, so I've been really trying to make sure that I, like, get my self-care in now that I have a baby.
So important.
So it's been, like, super nice out for end of February,
yeah, like,
early
what
March.
What the fuck is that? Loving it.
Yeah.
Loving it.
No, not complaining at all. Love it. And it's been, like, 60 degrees almost, like, every weekend for the past, like, 2 weeks. So I've been going and kind of exploring the trails around my house.
Yeah.
So I'll take Ro with me and I'll either like put him in his little carrier on my chest or
you
like
did
take
such
the
a good job. Like when we went on that walk, like he was so good. He was just like chilling. Like,
yeah, he loves it and he'll just like take a nap.
Did we bring the dogs with us or not?
No.
I don't think we did.
Your dogs are fine. My dogs are too much.
Have you met Ruger?
They like...
Ruin Row. I love it.
It's just too much. So it's like me and Ro's adventure. And like, I've been trying to do 4 miles every day. So like I walk through the trails in my neighborhood and like go this certain little like loop that I do. And it ends up being 4 miles. So when it's nice out, I try to do that. And like,
can I do that to you when I feel like a little bit better?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Like, cause like, I think
and it's not like a hard walk. Like,
no, not at all. But I think it would be, nice.
It's just nice to like be out in the sun. And then like, it's kind of along a creek and there's like birds and stuff. And like, I even like talk to some random people, which, you know, for me, I'm like,
did you talk about the podcast? Cause that's what I do now.
No, they were old and they were bird watchers.
When we were getting engaged, like before we got engaged, I talked to somebody about like our podcast. Like Keith's like, there she goes again.
Yeah. No, they were like on the trail and like there's some red-tailed hawks that live around this area. Red-tailed hawks are important to me because it's like that's kind of like my
symbol
your dad. For my dad.
Yeah.
So
feel that way too when I see red-tailed hawks.
No, totally.
Like,
a lot of people
oh my god,
do.
It's Kevin.
So like every time I see one, I'm like, oh, it's dad. He's like watching out for me.
I love that it's more than like just like,
it's not even like a random.
I love
like,
that it's like, it's like widespread.
Totally. So that's like Kevin, like red-tailed hawks equals Kevin. So, I was like walking back and there were these two people and they had like these big cameras. And I had seen a big bird in the tree, but it was, like, so far away, I couldn't really, like, make out what it was. Yeah. So I was like, I don't know if it's a crow or if it's, like, actually a red-tailed hawk. So they were taking pictures, and I was like, oh, can you, like, tell what kind of bird it is? And they were like, oh, yeah, it's a red-tailed hawk. And I was like, oh. And so it, like, made me feel good because it was, like, I'm on my walk with Ro and, like,
Do you want to hear a really funny story about a red-tailed hawk? I don't know if I told you this story.
Yeah.
Okay. So my dad was talking about, I don't know if I told you a story, but I think it's funny for the podcast.
Okay.
So like I've let my dad know like red-tailed hawks are important because it's like kind of symbolism of like Kevin and stuff like that. And I told him the story. So my dad didn't know that at that time. My dad's like, so we were like sitting at home and like this red-tailed hawk ran into our window.
Into your window?
Yeah. Ran into my parents' window. And he like kind of like knocked himself out, but was like, whoa. And I like told my dad about red-tailed hawks and like the importance of them. And my dad's like, Kevin ran into our window, and I thought that was really funny because my dad just like was like, he like was like, oh, that's a cute story. But my dad's like, Kevin ran into our window. I hope he's okay. But I thought it was kind of funny. Aww. But like, I told Keith about that, and Keith thought that was really funny. And my dad was like, because he was like, oh my gosh, because he didn't know that. And he just like put it together. And I like thought that was a really funny story.
That's cute.
Yeah. So
what'd you do for your self-care?
My self-care? God, I had a good one in my head. Well, you know, like the wedding planning's been like a lot, and we actually, I'm just going to share like wedding planning stuff. We did our engagement photos.
Dude, those turned out so cute.
Thank you. I think she killed. Jamie literally sent those to me did a the really good same job. Day when like, she did them. She was amazing. Like tagging.
They're really cute.
Yeah. She was like, I'm just starting out. And I was like
tearing up. I was like, oh my God.
And my knee was destroyed, and you can't even tell. I'm like, I am in.
You can't even tell I had a limp. Well,
I was doing like the most psychotic thing ever. I was laughing because I was in so much pain that it was like making me laugh. So I'd be like, I am miserable, but I was laughing because it was so over the top, ridiculously like the pain was. And like, luckily Keith was like so nice. He was like taking the dogs and stuff like that. Cause they're kind of hard to walk when it's just like both of them. Yeah. And he walked the dogs to the car. He like picked me up, and then we went to another area, and Jamie's like, 100 feet is another picture. And I was like, Jamie, I can't make it another 100 feet. Aww. And she's like, the bridge is good.
The bridge ones were really cute.
I like those a lot.
I like those.
Yeah. She killed it. And she literally did it the same day. Like,
amazing.
Yeah. So, but that was kind of something. Yeah.
Professional.
Jamie killed it.
Does she have like a photography Instagram? Yes,
she does. And let me shout her out because she killed it. It's going to take me a second because I have to go to a fun fact. I go through
Jamie.
And then also
Jamie.
I try to explain that and I sounded crazy. So she's JMed underscore photography. So it's JAYMED underscore photography. And if you look her up, she has like a picture.
You guys.
Yeah, she has like
I love that
Keith.
Picture. It's so cute.
It's a really good one.
Like, I think I actually followed her because I like saw that you tagged her, and then I was like, well, now I'm going to follow you.
Yeah, you do follow her. Yeah. I love that. Yeah, no, everyone follow her. She does an incredible job. She's just like starting out, but you wouldn't know she's starting out because like, well, she's been doing like photography for a while, but like, yeah.
Now she's making it like a business venture.
Please go follow her. She's killing it, and she's like awesome. So.
So, yeah.
She's like my manager, and I like love her. Like, so much. She's great. So
do you yell Jamie like all the time?
No, Jamie. But I've decided on Monday, Jamie, I'm gonna tell
you.
You
need to show her the Portlandia
Jamie
sketch of that. Like, yeah. It's hilarious.
I think she would enjoy it. Yeah. So please go follow her. She's great. She does good pictures. And yeah, so that's what we did. Yeah, engagement photos. It was fun.
So cute.
And I don't know, one of my besties came with me shopping, so I would look really cute for it.
Oh, yeah. Dude, yeah. I'm so glad you wore the green leather.
I didn't know if it would look good together, but I think it looked good together.
No, it looked great.
Because it was kind of like, I bought the jacket regardless, because like,
did
I not need that jacket?
You need that in your life.
Yeah, I will wear that jacket all the time.
Yeah.
But like, in that dress, like, I think that'll be good for this summer.
Yeah,
super cute. I feel more confident you can definitely wearing dresses wear that. Now, so.
Yeah.
Because of my knee. Oh no, it's fine.
It's fine. Okay.
All right, so what are you telling me about this
week?
So
I'm like super stoked to tell you about this.
I've been really excited. I kind of know your story, but I don't know the specifics about it because we've like discussed it.
So this is one that people have probably heard of because HBO did a documentary on it recently called Love Has Won.
I need to see this. I need to see this.
If you don't know, this is like a cult story. So it's also part of it takes place in Colorado.
So, I hate saying this because it comes out wrong, but I really like listening to cult stories because they fascinate me in like this morbid curiosity kind of way.
Well, and it's crazy because it's like there are steps to make people like follow you. And then some of the shit is just like, what?
Yeah, some of it's like, how do you get to that point? But a lot of the stories you like hear about, like people going through like horrible things, and you're like, oh, totally. I can understand why you need a community after.
Sure.
That.
No, absolutely. I think that's like a main like pillar of it, is that people who are vulnerable.
You're in a cult, call your dad. Who's that?
That's my favorite murder. Yes. So I'm going to tell you the story of Mother God, aka Amy Carlson, of the cult Love Has Won.
Everyone's heard the name. I'm telling you. And it was like the name, but no one knows TikTok the story. But no one knows the story.
Like, all I knew about it was like, okay, so there was a cult. There was a lady. She turned blue. And Robin Williams was her spirit guide. And that's the...
Oh, it's the same one? Okay, yes. Never mind. I know a lot more. But, like, I haven't seen the doc.
So I watched the documentary. My amazing friend Corey gave me her password to HBO.
I'm so unrelated. I'm totally going to message Corey.
Because they watched it and they were like, Danae, have you seen this? And I was like, I've been dying to see
it. I love when friends are like, hey, guys.
So
have you heard this?
They were like... You need to watch this. This is totally up your alley. And I was like, I've been fucking dying to watch it. So my sources were obviously the Love Has Won HBO documentary, Wikipedia on Amy Carlson, and a Rolling Stone article about the Mother God.
She has such a like plain name. Like, you know what I mean? Like Amy a lot Carlson, of these people like have crazy names like Daisy Cosmo. Like, you know, like
who was
weird,
the guy
like, crazy
that was
names. Oh, whoa. Jesus Amen?
Jesus Amen. Yeah, I was like, what was his name? It was so stupid.
Why the fuck do I know that? Like, why the fuck was that? It was right there. It was like, Jesus Amen.
Yes, because I feel like my brain... I don't even remember what that... I can't, like, remember things still. I'm still...
Was that your story or mine?
It was mine. Jesus Amen.
Yeah, Jesus Amen. And I was like, well, what a fucking name.
You know, if you're gonna go there, then go there.
I just like that. Like, it's just like, you know, because usually they have pretty interesting names, but Jamie Carlson is just like your... You sat next to her in math class. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
it's not...
and then she changed it to, well, she didn't change it, but like they called her Mother God.
Yeah.
Or Mom. So fucking weird. Okay. So anyways, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
So I'm going to do like a start of like, what the fuck? And then we're going to go back.
Tell me everything.
So April 28th of 2021.
So fucking recent.
Police in Crestone, Colorado, find the mummified remains and blue body of cult leader Amy Carlson in her room, decorated with Christmas lights and rainbows.
Okay, I'm gonna ask a question. Sorry.
Yeah.
Rainbows painted on her?
Rainbows on the wall.
Okay.
Christmas lights on her and also just about in the room.
When I die, I'm older than you, please don't put Christmas lights on me.
No.
Thank you.
It's a little tacky.
Thank you.
Her followers are pretty nonchalant about the 12-day post-mortem body in the back room that looks to be in a shrine.
Okay, so she's been dead for... I'm sorry. I'm going to ask a lot of questions.
12 days.
Okay, is she smelling...
There's a smell.
Okay, that's what
her
I'm wondering.
Her lips are kind of like... They're curled back, you know?
Yeah, they're...
Her teeth are showing.
What's it called when your teeth, like, receding? Thank you. Her lips are receding. Okay.
Her eyeballs are no longer there.
After 12 fucking days?
There's just sockets.
Well, you've told me about bog people who still have their eyeballs after 1,000 years.
Well, Kim, the chemistry of the bog allows those eyeballs
to be
there. I
know, but I'm like, but 12 days, that sounds fast.
She's not in a bog.
She should be in a bog.
Just in the dry Colorado weather.
Don't I know it.
They put glitter on her eye sockets and the house smells of sage.
Oh, and fuck that. That is...
So...
That is morbid. That is disgusting.
Yeah. They showed it. They showed
do
the
you need,
mummified corpse.
Do we need to have a prayer circle?
Probably,
not
maybe.
A prayer circle.
Maybe
like,
not. Probably not.
What's like a prayer circle but not religious?
What?
I don't know.
A prayer circle but not religious. So like a meditation? Do you need a hug?
A guided meditation.
Yeah, guided meditation. Thank you.
So the officers that actually like went to the house, they're wearing the body cams.
Okay, so sorry, another question. Why were they sent to the house? Were they called by somebody or... Okay.
Yes. I'll get there.
Sorry, I'm asking a lot of questions.
No, you're totally fine. So the officers are creeped out by the casualness of everyone in this house.
I'm creeped out, I'm hearing it.
They're arrested for abuse of a corpse as well as child abuse because there were two children present in the house.
What are the ages of the children?
I'm not sure the ages of the children. It didn't really say that. It just said there was children.
Minors. Okay.
Minors. Yeah. Okay. Like young children.
Yeah, yeah.
So... this is the story of Amy Carlson, the cult leader of Love Has Won, and the craziness of how she became to be known as Mother God.
Yeah.
Which is just the whole time, like, I wish I had, like, a camera on my face, like, watching this documentary. I was like, what the fuck is happening?
Should I do the 7-day trial and watch it?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Hey, if any of our followers want to let Kim use your password,
give it to Kim. So let's just start at the beginning with Amy's upbringing. She was born November 30th, 1975 in McPherson, Kansas.
So it's not like she's fucking old.
No, she's not like crazy old.
That's where I'm wondering. I'm like, she's not like she's in her like 60s or something.
She's like Gen X.
Yeah.
So Amy, she was the firstborn. She had two younger sisters, Tara and Chelsea. She liked performing. She enjoyed singing and she really just like loved being in the spotlight.
Wow, that doesn't surprise me as a cult person.
Yeah, right? You got to be charismatic.
Yeah, for sure.
So her parents divorced when she was 7 and they both remarried. She and her sister split their childhood between Kansas and Oklahoma City until it came to be known that Amy's stepmom was like a mega bitch and was physically abusive towards Amy.
So just Amy?
Just Amy. Like she got the brunt of it was for whatever reason. Was she the
oldest one?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fucking A.
Yeah. So after Amy's mom found out about the abuse that was happening, she took full custody of the girls and they moved to Texas.
Thank you, Mama, for listening to your babies.
Good job. So Amy was a smart student. She was like a people person. She was friendly. Like people enjoyed her. Like cult she was outgoing. Yeah. She was lovely. And in the late 90s, she got a job at McDonald's and eventually she like climbed the ladder and she became manager.
My mom worked at McDonald's. So did maybe she? They knew each other. Yeah. That was her first job.
Nice.
Yeah.
So the employees loved her. She really showcased her knack for working with people. Like they respected her. Everyone was just like, she's the best manager ever, you know, like,
oh, which I is cool. That.
Yeah.
Jamie's the best manager ever, but she's the second best.
Jamie!
So
she
Amy,
has to listen to this episode now. She has to.
We've shouted her out several times.
Yes.
So Amy, she also had 3 kids by 3 different men.
What age was she?
She's like in her early 20s. So her mom talked about how she was really drawn to like toxic relationships. Like
I mean,
pretty much every relationship she had was like abusive.
I don't know if we're gonna like her or dislike her, but like girls, same. We've been there.
We've all been in our early 20s. Yeah. We've been in shitty relationships. We know.
Yeah.
But it seemed to kind of be a pattern for Amy where she seemed to like almost pick out like,
was it like the same men different name
kind of okay. Yeah, and like, and if there was a guy that like was nice or treated her well, he wouldn't really like last for long, like she wouldn't date him for long. She'd kind of be like, anyways, boring. She kind of liked the chaos. I think.
God, was she me at 23? I sucked.
Right.
If you dated me for 23, you should get like financial compensation.
So sorry. I am a totally different person now. God, I was a bitch.
I'm like thinking about them. I'm like,
my bad.
Those poor men.
Those poor men. But also, fuck those men.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was like,
they weren't without their faults.
Yeah.
We should both get financial compensation, guys. Let's come together.
Let's all go together.
Give me money for
give me money for shittiness. What you did to me, and I'll give you money for what I did to you.
We'll call it even. So, from what was depicted in the documentary, it seemed as though she partied quite often. Like, a lot of the pictures they showed of her, it was like she was in a bar. She was, like, taking a shot. She's, like, cheersing someone. She's with men where it's, like, dark. They've got drinks. You can tell it's, like, it's a party vibe.
She's not making good choices on where she's meeting these people.
Potentially not.
Sure.
So it seems to me, like, this is just my opinion from the beginning of the documentary.
It's just,
like,
my opinion!
Just the, like, vibe of it, it seemed like there were definitely some, like, addictive tendencies play.
I'll be honest with you. I get it's your opinion, but that's, like, typically in the bar scene, like, in your 20s, like, there's a sure. lot of addiction going like, on.
Yeah, we're drinking, we're partying, we're having fun. So, in the early 2000s, she started to dabble in some drugs.
What kind of drugs?
Because there's
the different types.
Well,
I was so lame. I didn't dabble in any drugs.
Oh, God. Bummer. I mean, don't do drugs.
Mom, I didn't do drugs, okay?
I'm not saying, like, meth. Like, never okay, once. Okay,
I'm like, ew. Wait, what?
Gross. Like, don't be, ew.
Like,
but you're worried about you. Took ecstasy for the first time.
Okay, that's more of a, like...
Sure, it's like
okay,
a
that's not one that I'm like, oh.
I'm not, like, opposed to it. When the time and place is
if
right.
If you're doing it all the time, though.
Like, yeah. No, totally. So she took ecstasy for the first time. This experience changed her life. So, like, if you've ever done any sort of hallucinogenic, you've ever, like, you know, experienced
I think everyone little, has told me that. They're like, it changed my life.
And there's like, a okay, little bit suck. Of a moment where you're like, it all makes sense. What? Like, it, you're like, the universe.
Then you come out of it like, I don't remember any of that.
And then you come out of it and you're like, wow, that's fucking cool. I don't need to do that again for another
ever
year to four. So she is like, so oh my God. She feels the crazy love. She feels the joy. She feels the like, oh my God.
Okay, I'm glad she's having a positive. Sense to me, you yeah. know? I'm glad she's having the positive of it.
The universe is telling the secrets.
Yeah.
And after this experience, she started to take an interest in new age spirituality, and she started to dive deep.
What kind of spirituality are we talking about?
So it's interesting because there's like a whole lot of like almost everything. So she.
Well, I'm wondering if it's like Buddhist and like, because I feel like that's become a little bit more like not mainstream because that's not the right word, but like more known,
sure,
more accepted she, to go into kind of that.
Like the way I can describe it is like it's a little bit of this, it's a little bit of that, it's a little bit of this. Like it's kind of like all over the place. Like okay. It's not just like one thing.
Sure.
So
sure,
she
sure.
started researching different deities, religions, beliefs,
good
ideas.
Good for her. She's doing her research.
You know, yeah. via the internet. And her family started noticing that she was talking about the fifth dimension. She was talking about angels. She was talking about energies. And like, literally no judgment because like, I'm all into like some oracle cards. I'm into like meditating and like.
I did tarot cards the other day and yeah. I got a really good reading from it. And I got to tell you, the one thing that meant a lot to me was I just offhanded mentioned to Keith. I was like, I would like to get tarot cards. And then I like read somewhere. I'm like, you can't get your own tarot cards. And he literally just bought me some.
That was really sweet.
That was like literally like there's a lot of signs that he's like a good partner. But that was, like just a small thing that yeah. I was, like, he fucking listens.
Yeah.
Like, and it wasn't something I wasn't trying to get anything out of it.
No, yeah.
I was just, like, thinking out loud.
Mentioning
and then, like,
it.
Weren't you there?
No, I was totally there.
I was, you were there that night when he's, like, I forgot I bought
he
you
forgot
fucking
he
tarot cards.
He hid Christmas
yeah.
presents in a,
in like, it's,
like, random place.
Yeah. And
it's like,
it just,
oh, yeah.
It meant a lot to me because it wasn't something like, and it was something kind of like just in passing, like I didn't think about because I like was talking to you about it. And like I told him, I was like, oh, I guess you can't like buy your first pack or whatever. And like he just fucking bought me that. And
yeah.
I thought that was really nice because it
was really
like,
sweet.
It was just like, I don't know.
It was
sorry.
Thoughtful.
It was just something
no,
like
I
think about
thoughtful
all the times.
Like
and
that.
Every time I see the tarot cards, I was like, oh, that was so nice.
Yeah. No, so like she's into kind of like this a little bit like hippie-ish.
I'm
like,
all for it.
Spiritual, yeah. Like maybe a little bit witchy, but also like
that's
she's
us.
Into like all sorts of different religions, and she's yeah. into conspiracy theories. She's into UFOs, like almost like stuff where I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck that means. Like the fifth dimension and like,
I'm not, I know it, third eye. I don't know deep. Fifth dimension though.
You can get real deep, you know? Yeah. So like, whatever. She's into some very interesting ideas.
Sure.
We'll yeah. say that.
Okay.
Fair. However, her family starts to notice her talking about this kind of stuff more and more. It starts to feel a little bit like there's not like...
Forced, maybe?
Not even like forced, but like it's just like random shit, you know? Like
okay, it's all over the map.
It's like all jumbled this, together.
You're saying something else that contradicts it, maybe?
Not even like contradicting, it's okay. just like weird. Like it just, it doesn't make sense.
Okay, and not like, connecting.
Okay, sure, like be spiritual, do your thing, but there's also like what the fuck are you even talking about, you know? Okay. And so it seemed like maybe she had like a mental break or something, like okay. it's that kind of like erratic talk where it's like a whole bunch of shit but like none of it really.
Are you cognitively thinking, you're just or like, are you just connecting you random things that aren't connected?
Right.
Yeah.
So they are a little bit worried and they're kind of like, that's kind of strange. This is a little bit hard to follow.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Well, when somebody, you know, says, sorry, I keep jumping in.
No,
but
no,
I feel like when somebody keeps like, you know, bringing up stuff that just doesn't sound like them, I think it's kind of like when you get a little bit concerned because you're like, where
are you getting where these
is
ideas?
This coming from?
Yeah.
You know, and you're like, I love you, support you. But like,
where, what the fuck?
Like, where is this coming
yeah.
from? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So in 2007, she is doing all this research. She's learning her new spiritual ideas. She's kind of like putting together this like very unique set of beliefs. And she's on this website called lightworkers.org. And so like,
I want to see if this is still a thing. Did you look it up?
I didn't actually.
Okay. I'll
look it up. So she's like posting her ideas. You know, she's posting her thoughts. She's like, you know, participating in the conversation on this website. And this is when
is
she...
it kind of like a, like kind of sort of like Reddit a little bit, but a like more spiritual
kind of, it's just like, yeah, it's not even like a thing.
Yeah.
It's like
as
a,
far as like LOL. No,
almost like
a message board for,
yeah, like a message board for just like,
okay.
Hey guys, I thought about the chakras today. Like, I don't fucking know.
Okay.
And then people are like, me too. I love the chakras. Like, whatever. So she's posting her ideas. She's posting her thoughts. She meets this dude on this like message board.
Isn't that always how it happens?
He's like a MySpace boyfriend. His name is...
I lives in the Midwest.
Amareth White Eagle.
Ah, I was waiting for a different... I said there was going to be a name.
Okay, what do you think he looks like?
Okay.
Picture a cult leader.
Can I just, like, ask one question?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is he good looking or not?
Ew, no.
Okay, is he bald on the top with the hair?
I don't know, he was wearing a hat.
Because you know we were talking about this earlier.
We were talking about this earlier.
Well...
He's got a scraggly gray beard.
I have never seen a cult leader that I'm like, all right, I get it.
Yeah, no. Never.
Yeah.
Never. So he's got a scraggly white beard. He's like an old white guy. He's skinny.
I could get on a cult if it was a dog. Like if Ruger was like, I started a cult, I'd be like,
immediately
yeah.
follow. Yeah.
Yeah. You would too. We would all be like, what is Ruger
the
saying?
Cuteness. Like, sure.
Why can't they be cute? Sorry. I'm like, so what is his age?
He's like way older than her.
Okay.
So I'm not sure. So what his age was,
she's
but
like
she,
30s-ish.
She's like 30s-ish. Yeah. He's like 60s-ish.
Oh.
If I had to guess. Like, okay. He's like old.
Your mouth.
He's like grandpa old, you know?
Okay.
So yeah. He told Amy that she was divine. In the sense of like godly.
Why can't men just tell us we're divine? Like, that should not be a compliment.
Like divine, like, oh, you're divine, like, you're beautiful, like, divine, like, I think you are a god.
I think.
And she's like,
men,
you know what?
We just had, like, you, yeah. Hack. Guess what? Just tell a girl she's divine and she's like, gonna be a god and like, you're she's welcome. Like, you're what? Married.
I think I am. I think you're right. So she claimed
text Scott that.
To have spiritual experiences following that.
Yeah.
And she said that she heard a voice telling her that she would be the president of the United States. So there's that. It's just like random shit where yeah. you're like, what?
Fun fact, this year, I'm old enough to be president of the United States.
Oh, there's an age limit?
Should I run? Yeah, you gotta be 35. Should I run? Would you vote for me?
You could be 35 or
would you vote for me?
87.
Yeah, or 97.
130.
Would you vote for me?
Yeah, probably. Thank you. Thank you.
So she just out of nowhere was like, I'm gonna be the president.
She heard voices that told her that.
Okay.
Because she's God. So after 17 days.
And she's still communicating with homeboy.
Amareth.
Yeah.
Whitefeather. That's his name. He probably made that up. Like, I'm sorry.
I don't think anyone's named that.
Just... His name is Jeff. Like, come on.
My name is Jeff. Yeah.
So
his name is probably like Lewis Stevens. Like, that's just something like very.
So basic. After 70 days of chatting.
She's got a fucking character on a Disney show. That's embarrassing. Lois Stevens.
I have no idea.
Okay.
Whatever. So they're chatting back and forth on this platform, exchanging weird fucking ideas. And
yeah.
Amy abandoned her kids and family to go marry this dude in Colorado.
I just had a feeling, like, when you were telling me she's talking to this guy on the message board, I was like, and you were telling me the age difference, I was like, she's gonna go. That he's a MySpace
boyfriend, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah.
Married.
Some people in this room might have had MySpace boyfriends, and some people in this room might have been really fucking weird and didn't have boyfriends until they were way older. Because they didn't have any curves and they were really fucking awkward. I don't know.
Just either way is fine. Either way is fine.
So was this Crested Butte, Colorado?
Crestone.
Okay, but let's be real. She's going to Colorado. It's kind of a good deal right there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she has to be with like a crusty old man, but whatever.
But you're in Colorado.
Yeah.
Can confirm. Left here for a while. Wanted to come back.
Than Texas.
So, way better than everywhere.
Here's how we know about their relish.
Okay.
He called them twin flames.
Well, fucking I'm out and I'm gonna leave at your door. Was this during the time of...
No, it wasn't even the time of twin flames. This is 2007.
Okay, Danae, you are my twin flame love. Like, I've been thinking about it. We are twin flames. I asked Keith the other day. I was like, are we twin flames? And Keith's like, ew. What the fuck is wrong with you? And I was like, I don't know, a chemical imbalance.
I feel like twin flames insinuates that it's a toxic relationship, but you're okay with it
because I don't want to be twin
soulmates.
I don't want to be twin flames with the person I'm boning. There, I said it. Like, right? Like, you think about it that way. Like, you twin insinuates that you're related. Like,
oh, well, I don't think that's...
I'm going deep into this. I'm okay. A conspiracy theorist.
You know?
So, but this is before, like, twin flames became
this
a thing.
This was before that was, like, a buzzword.
Okay, yeah. Because now you're, like, twin flames, you're like, yikes.
You're like, oh. So, their whole thing was that they were basically, like, trying to be enlightened. So, they're always talking about being a high vibration. Which is like such another buzzword.
Yeah, me. That like, is a really, yeah.
And people are like, oh my gosh, like, I don't do this or I don't do that because of like, I need to be high vibration. Shut the fuck up. You're a human. Like shut
calm
up.
Calm down.
You're not better than anyone else. Stop being a pretentious weirdo.
Yeah, that is a lots of buzzwords this episode.
Lots of buzzwords
hashtag
on this episode.
Hashtag buzzword.
Hashtag alert. We love a buzzword.
I will literally have hashtag buzzword alert if I need to.
Yeah.
Which I will.
So Amareth, okay, he sort of like schooled Amy on all his like thoughts on life. Like his conspiracy theories. Like,
so just prior to this, I'm so sorry. I'm very interrupting and I know I'm going to listen to this. Like, stop interrupting tonight. Did he have a following at all?
No. He's just like some fucking dude.
Okay. Okay. Sorry I keep interrupting you, but I'm just like, I need to find out as much information because this case
not to my knowledge.
Fascinating to me.
No, okay. It's so weird.
But I think you would know, like, if you had a following. I think that would have been mentioned.
Yeah.
You know.
So he's kind of like telling her his ideas on life. They're like, yay, we're in love. Bloody blah blah blah.
Okay.
He in Colorado, they're like taking a lot of drugs together.
Well, yeah, it's shocked.
Kind of weird. Like, they're like looking at the clouds, and like Colorado has some amazing sunsets, right? So they're looking at these like beautiful sunsets, these clouds and shit, and they're like on video recording it, and they're like, see, look, there's the starship. There it is. And it's like, bro, those are clouds.
Wait, is that not what you and Steven do at nighttime with no. Ronan?
Like, they're so, like, y'all are it's tripping a fucking sunset. So
calm
hard.
Down. Yeah.
Like, they think it's like they can see, like, alien ships.
It's a sign to them. Clouds. Just them.
Yeah. Yeah. But, like, they're just seeing it. It's like, yeah, those are
yeah, we've all clouds, seen some y'all. Weird clouds that were like, that's interesting. But, like,
oh, it looks like a dog.
Fucking
like,
clown.
What the fuck are you it's talking
clown.
About?
Jesus, clown.
So, yeah, they're on some pretty good drugs.
Yeah, I guess so.
After their marriage, Amy and Amarith decide they want to, like, share their thoughts about, like, life and love
with
and
other
their
people.
Light and like how to be enlightened. Like they want to go to the internet and be like,
hey, yeah, I was about guys. To say, did they start a fucking blog?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, so shocking. They take called to that. YouTube. It's 2009 at this point.
Okay.
They're like, hey,
so
guys.
That's when YouTube was kind of in its heydays. Like, you'd still
it was kind of new.
Yeah, you would still use it, but it wasn't like your,
it was
you
like
know.
The new thing. It was like the new
TikTok.
It was
like when you go look at, like, the, like, Harry Potter, like, what was the Numa Numa? Like, that's when you would, like, it was, like, the crazy memes that, like,
what?
The Numa Numa music video.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Where the kid Numa was dancing Numa? In Numa Numa? Hey, everyone. Newman, oh my god, guys, we're worried about Danae.
Okay,
shoes. Oh my god, shoes.
Oh, shoes. Yeah.
Okay, well, you know that one. Okay,
and like Candy Mountain.
Yeah, all the like weird the weird videos yeah. that there was like five of them that we were all like, "This is amazing."
This is amazing.
Yeah, that's what we used YouTube for.
Salad fingers or whatever.
Oh god.
So, Rusty anyways, Spence. They take to YouTube. They're like, let's get this on the internet. It's they like post as mother and father God,
and they're married like legally and shit.
Yeah, and okay. They
because
have...
I almost was wondering if they were like married in the spiritual way. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, no, that's stupid.
Yeah,
no, and then they are like their name on YouTube is the Galactic Federation of Light. So. It's
I'm
weird.
Gonna search and see if this is still
so
thing.
They actually gained an internet following because it's the internet yeah. And Amy sort of
well, but this was the heyday so like it wasn't yeah. hard to like
no it wasn't hard to like get views and shit
yeah
so Amy sort of like took over the videos and like talking about shit because people really liked her and she kind of did this solo because Amarith was just like whatever dude like he said in the documentary, she kind of like took what he taught her and put her own little like spin on it. And then like okay. took.
But you got to think about herself. It this way. Like for her, she was younger. So like putting stuff on the internet
and
was more
cute.
Important to her. And she's well there.
Yeah.
Boom. Story over. But she's good looking. She's on the internet, and for him, like, he's in his 60s.
He
like,
doesn't give a shit. He just wants to smoke
yeah,
weed.
He just,
and look
yeah.
at the starships.
Like, look at
so,
her boobs or something.
But what she was saying was, like, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Like, it was, like, fucking weird. So, she literally thinks she's God. As Mother God, she claimed that she was a reincarnation.
So Mother God, I'm so sorry. I'm seriously, I'm apologizing for how many times I'm interrupting. But like Mother God was like pretty much coined by her.
Yes.
Okay, so this wasn't like other people were like Mother God. It was like
no. It's Amy, like her term.
Amy came up with Mother God. Okay.
Yeah. So that's she's so saying that instead of like Jesus or you know like there being like a male god presence that it's actually female.
Okay.
She's also saying...
And she's taking him out of the equation, is what it sounds like.
He's kind
of
like Father God, but he, like, just kind of, like, he doesn't really do much. Like, she's, like, the main...
Okay. So she's taking him out of the equation,
kind of, yeah.
Okay, okay.
So, sorry, she...
trying to get clarification.
She tells people she's a reincarnation of Joan of Arc, Cleopatra, Marilyn Monroe...
Oh, well, bitch.
And obviously, Jesus Christ himself.
Well, yeah.
She said that she was Mother Earth. She was Gaia. She was the feminine divine. She also claimed that Elvis was her son. Like, what? Okay.
Okay, so I understand where she's coming from and, like, all these other people.
What?
Like, I don't understand where she's coming from. Like, in a like, but I'm like, okay, yeah, you pick.
And then she just throws Elvis
like,
in there.
But like, you pick good people to, like, pretend, like, that's where you come from. Sure. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. Sure. Not like, I understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, but like, you pick good people. But then all of a sudden, like, Elvis Presley, who was a pedophile, he went with Priscilla when she was 14. I just want everyone to know that.
No, yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
So, it gets weirder, though.
Well, obviously. I mean, the whole thing is
going to get hella weird.
Yeah.
So.
Also, Marilyn Monroe and I'm sure Elvis's mom were alive at the same time. But, you know, that's just.
It's.
Yeah. None of it makes sense.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. None of her shit, like, makes sense.
None of it correlates.
It literally is just, like, someone spouting
bullshit.
Things, and you're just like, what are you even talking about?
Yeah.
So, part of her belief system was that she had a team of, like, spirit guides or ambassadors who she called the Galactic A-Team. So these spiritual ambassadors were made up of mostly like dead celebrities.
I was wondering if it was people that were actually like still alive.
There's a few.
Robin Williams.
So there was like a collage that was made that were like all the pictures of the Galactics, like a little art project. They were like, let me just like cut out pictures
so she
from
made, like,
People
a dream
magazine.
Board.
Like,
yeah, so she did a
paste
dream.
It. Yeah.
Anne Hathaway, Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah, totally.
Like, yeah.
So Robin Williams was a big one. He was like her right hand man.
I think that's one of the big things when this comes up is that like
no, it's fucking
she says
weird.
Robin Williams is like one of the big
and
players.
Robin and Williams like, is like telling her to do shit.
And you know Robin Williams is like, I want.
Sorry, Robin Williams would probably be like, what the
R.I.P.
fuck are you talking about?
Like, yeah, I'm sure it's like, ugh, leave me
so
alone.
She like references Robin Williams a lot because he's like her secondhand man. She gets messages from him telling her to do things. Like, it's fucking weird.
Why Robin Williams?
I don't know. It's so random.
Also, fun fact, his daughter was the director of Lisa Frankenstein, so please go support her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Zelda Williams. It's such a good movie.
Oh,
I
my
so
God.
Enjoyed it.
That's awesome.
Sorry, side note. I was like, that's kind of important, but why Robin Williams?
No,
like, that just makes no sense.
It's zero sense.
Yeah.
So other Galactics included Michael Jackson.
Of course.
Carrie Fisher. John Lennon, Steve Irwin.
Is this after they passed away?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess 2001. All, okay, yeah. Sorry. Carrie Fisher was more of a
Tupac,
reason.
Whitney Houston. Also, for some reason, Trump is there. And it's, like, weird because he's not dead. And also, like, this group, like, strangely loves Trump. Like, they're, like...
I guarantee Trump is not supportive of spiritualism.
No!
Like, I don't know.
It's just strange. Like, as, like, weird hippie people, right? Like,
yeah, you would think they would be against Trump.
They would
Trump.
Be, like, against Trump, but they, like, love Trump. So, the political aspect is neither here nor there.
If I could ask Trump a question, I've changed my question is now, were you involved?
But he's also not dead. So, it's, like,
yeah,
so
that makes no
I'm
sense.
Like, why is he on there?
It's
he's
just
not
really
dead.
Upsetting because, like, none of these celebrities can, like, stand up for themselves and, like, say anything.
And
you know
like,
what I mean?
I have no part of this.
Yeah.
So, Amy believed that she was sent to the Earth to lead a total of 144,000 followers out of the 3D world and into the fifth dimension of higher being or enlightenment. What the fuck?
Okay, I was about to say, what does that even mean?
It doesn't, yeah, exactly. It
doesn't mean anything.
Like, you watch this documentary and you're like, what does that even fucking mean? So, according to Wikipedia, this is a direct quote.
No, sure. Please give us some, as much context as you can.
It's going to make so much more sense.
Okay.
No, it's pause not.
So, yeah, I was about to say, it's not.
She claimed that she lived in the mythical ancient land of Lemuria.
Wow, it makes sense.
Trump was her father. A special, obscure technology was stolen.
Is she Ivanka? I'm confused.
Causing an explosion that sank Atlantis. Mother God was able to save the technology, but she wasn't able to fully ascend to the fifth dimension because humanity wasn't ready. So she continued returning to Earth in human form. Wait. The group's former website said Carlson was a spiritual surgeon who would work multidimensionally to operate on people's bodies and cure various physical ailments. She said she had cured cancer, Lyme disease, addiction, and suicidal thoughts, as well as removed brain tumors and helped cases of autism. So yeah, none of it makes any fucking sense. Like, she sunk Atlantis? Like, what?
Okay, my brain just broke. Or, like, the technology?
Like, what? What does it even mean? Like, these are, like, the ramblings of someone who is on so many drugs. Like,
are we both, like, trying to out-cringe each other? Excuse me, I punched the microphone. But, like, my story last week versus your story this week are both infuriating as fuck.
It's so weird.
And so stupid.
It's so, like...
So dumb.
There's... You can't make sense of it if you try.
And you know what? Like, okay. Okay. Cult leaders... I don't like cult leaders. I'll just put that out there. That's but, like, my biggest thing is, like, a lot of them, like, all their crazy ramblings are from other people. But the fact that she's saying her
she's
own.
She's just making up all this, like, weird shit that, like.
And it's not even, like, it makes. Because not. Because
it's pieces of shit.
Yeah. Most cults, you can kind of understand a little bit of what they're saying. Not where it's stemming from. Not where they're coming from. What they're saying.
But there's, like, a sensical, you know what I mean? Kind of, like, storyline to the cult.
Yes. And that's what I'm saying is, like, I'm not saying, like, I understand where they come from. Because, like, what they're saying is batshit insane. But they come from somewhere. And they have, like, a beginning and ending where you can kind of follow the story.
Yeah, like, the dots all make sense.
The dots, yes, thank you. She's just, the, like, dots make sense. Hers are just, shit. Like, bop, 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 bop.
And you're,
bop,
like, what? Why is Atlantis involved? Why is Trump your father? What are you even
What is even
about?
Going on? I would love to know if Trump even commented on this.
Right? Like, I have no idea.
And this is 2001. So it wasn't
2007
even, like,
at this point.
Okay, so Trump at that point wasn't even, like...
No.
He had just, like, made jokes,
yeah,
as we thought, about
being
president.
He wasn't, like,
we were, like,
the person that he is,
you silly goose. Yeah.
In
yeah.
the limelight today.
He was the so guy was that was in, like, Home Alone 2.
Yeah. It was just very, like, what?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's, like, cult leaders can make stuff that, like, you can follow the story. Like, I'm not saying you relate, but, like,
no.
This one just...
It
doesn't make any sense.
Literally no sense. So her very first, like, internet follower was this guy named Miguel or Michael. It depends on what source you're looking at. Some were saying Mike. Some were saying Miguel. His last name is Lamboy.
Okay, so it's not... I was wondering, like, you know, last name. I was wondering if that would kind of give me a little bit of context, but no.
So by 2014,
did they say where he was from?
I don't know. I didn't see that part.
Okay.
But so he's, like, her first follower. She kind of has, like, a soft spot for him. By 2014,
I mean, you should for your first follower, right?
Right. Amy and Michael, who now called himself Archangel Michael.
That's a thing. There is an archangel named Michael.
You can't just be, like, claiming your gods. Like, it's kind of
rude.
Wait,
you can't? Is that not?
Or angels. So he'd become incredibly close with Amy, and he believed that Amy cured his lung cancer with her divine powers. So he was, like, hella supportive.
How old was he?
He's, like, in his 30s. Like,
oh, well, that's really sad that a man in his 30s, I mean, at any age, obviously, but that's really sad that somebody in their 30s had lung cancer. But I don't know. Maybe at that point, you're so, like, out of it, you just want to believe.
I don't know. And yeah. And that's the thing with like cults, yeah. is like they prey on people who just want to believe.
Yeah.
So at this point, and I'm not sure the details of like what his diagnosis was in terms of like if he went into remission or sure, if he got treatment.
What stage he was at.
Yeah. I don't know, but he
like believed, if he was in the early stages enough that they were able to catch it.
Yeah. So he believed that she cured him yeah. of his cancer. And at this point, Amy
and had, I guarantee she probably was like, yeah, I did.
Oh, yeah. Of course she did. She was like, yeah, I have God powers. So Amy left Amareth Whitefeather. And she's like, you're boring and old.
I'm going to go with Michael,
I'm going to go hang out with Michael, the archangel.
I bet he was better looking. That's probably what it was.
Kind of, yeah.
He's younger. I mean, that's where I go with
him. He's like, better yeah, he's than a 6-year-old crusty man.
Yeah. So well, she was kind of discluding him from things, so I'm not really yeah. that surprised.
Like, yeah. Duh. So he kind of seemed, I'm not sure if he actually like gained the name or title rather of Father God, but he kind of seemed to like be the next man.
He was in the support Amy's life. Of Amy, so I'm yeah. sure she's like the new Father God.
So he ended up being in charge of the group's finances and accounting. He was kind of like the back end, like brains of the operation, brains of the group. He basically like,
where were they getting money from?
So they were doing,
when you say accounting, I'm like, and he's the only follower, where's the money coming from?
Well, at that point she had met up with him, there were other like followers in the group.
Oh, okay, okay.
But that's he where was like the first follower.
Okay, you so see what I'm like why, where I'm like yeah, okay no, totally. But like yeah accounting, where's the money coming from? So, okay, so other followers,
yeah, they had other people that followed them virtually, sure, and then sure, they sure. had a couple of people who like joined them in person to create the group,
and they're still in Colorado.
Love has won. Well, they traveled kind of between places. So they traveled between California, Oregon, Florida, and Colorado until finally in 2018, they settled in Colorado in Crestone.
Okay.
They had a little house and more followers started showing up, like in person. And just like quick side note on Crestone, this is a location that's similar to Sedona in the fact that like it's considered a spiritual vortex.
Okay.
So a lot of like new age kind of like hippie types go there.
Weather wise, is it a warmer climate? Colorado's strange, yeah, because
I'm not sure. I think it's still like normal Colorado weather. Okay. But like it's like in the mountains. It's really, really pretty.
Okay, so it's probably kind of cold but at night.
Time. They say that yeah. the veil is thin. So, like, the veil between this world and, like, the spiritual world is thinner so that you can, like, connect more, I guess. Sure.
Okay.
So, it draws a lot of New Age people there. But it's also kind of, like, it's weird because it's, like, a mix of, like, hippies and, like, it's kind of, like, I don't know if this is, like, something that's unique to Colorado, but, like, almost, like, redneck mountain people.
Like the most opposite about? Of people. I think we talked about this yesterday.
Yeah, they're like
the most people, opposite people in the world. Yeah.
But they're kind of like, it's like kind of hard to describe. But yeah, they, yeah. all of this to be sprinkled with a little bit of meth. So like,
I mean, you gotta sprinkle on meth for shit to go weird.
Yeah. And Amy said that Robin Williams told her that she needed to amplify the group and the message. So they needed more followers. Don't and this is when they started like really amping up like yeah. instead of just like virtual followers and like a couple like real life followers. They were like, let's like start inviting people to Crestone. Let's start inviting people to the group to come join us.
Okay. And this is like the beginning of like when stuff was becoming more virtual.
Yeah.
Like
we were, yeah, exactly. So
people were getting people like online.
Yeah. So like they would invite people who were like energy Were they just healers.
Using YouTube or were they using like, mm-hmm. MySpace as well?
I think it was just mainly YouTube.
Okay. Okay.
So like there's this girl named Faith, for example. I'm not sure what her real name was because Amy kind of like gave people in the group names. They were all like Faith and Hope and Grace and like, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
So she was
wow, how creative.
A woman who did like chakra cleansings, spiritual cleansings. She was very much into like the spiritual side of things. And they would invite people like her to come to the Crestone location so that they could like have more people to do more videos.
I mean, I feel like that would be somebody you would want in your corner for kind of what you're portraying.
Yeah, like what your vibe is, yeah, and like for sure what your kind of like brand is.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So they would have those sort of people be on the Love Has Won like group live stream, or they would make YouTube videos. They would do spiritual readings for people.
Did they have a consistent live stream of like when they would live stream, or was it kind of like whenever they were feeling like the moment?
They eventually wanted to do like 24-hour live stream. So I think they would be like constantly kind of like streaming stuff. Yeah. And then they wanted to have like a 24-hour one. So you need people to be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Faith is one of the people that's like telling people in her readings, like, they're archangels and like, come to Crestone, come join the group, come join the movement, right? And so obviously, like, all these readings, all these cleansings, all of these, like, offerings that they're doing digitally, they're not free.
No.
Like, you have to donate. You need to pay a price.
They need to be able to pay for things, obviously.
Long-winded response to your question earlier, where are they getting money? They're getting money via, like, live stream videos, via spiritual readings, via
Do you have a price YouTube on videos. What people are paying, or was it kind of like
it seemed like it was kind of all over the place. So it seemed like it was kind of like donation based. I'm not sure if like,
that's what I was wondering if it was like you had
different prices, but there were people that were spending like hundreds of dollars. Some people were spending thousands of dollars. Like it showed little like clips in the documentary of like people being like, oh my God, thank you for the reading. Here's $500. Like, what the fuck?
Must be nice.
Yeah, it must be nice to just spend $500 on readings. But whatever. So they're making money, and that is where Archangel Michael is doing the accounting. That's where he's doing all of the kind of like logistics
from,
of the group.
From experience. You don't need much accounting for that. You just have to debit account, credit it. And
but if
bingo,
you're,
bingo, there you go.
You know, you've got X amount of followers and like so many people.
Oh, I'm
are
sure.
Doing, you
I'm
know,
sure as the followers
he's the one who's
increase,
keeping track of shit. Amy's not.
But I'm
doing
suspicious
any of, that.
Of him.
Oh, for sure. So then this dude, Andrew Pafasi, I'm not sure if that's how you say it right.
Mm-hmm.
He showed up to the group and now he's a former member. So he at one point was like super involved.
You're helping me. He oh my God.
Quit because he was like, fuck this. He was also a former father god. So per the documentary,
why was he a former father god? I'm just confused.
He was one of the first father gods. There's many father gods.
Okay.
There's several, rather.
Sure. That's why I'm like, why?
So he shows up.
And let me guess, honestly, Amy was the one who picked it?
Honestly, I think it's because Amy got bored with these dudes.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
From my gathering. Like, she was like, anyways, need a new dick. Your father god.
Come here.
Father god, it's you.
Come here, father god.
You're young and hot. So he shows up, and basically when he showed up to Colorado, they like invited him or whatever. They're like, you should come out and like join the group, whatever the fuck. And Michael and Amy had been taking mushrooms for 36 hours prior to his arrival. So they were like drugged out of their minds.
Yeah, sometimes it happens.
Amy told Andrew that he was like needed in the group.
Where did Andrew come from?
I'm not sure.
Just surrounding state. Okay.
He showed up. But they're like, we need you here. You're brilliant. You're like so amazing. They're like stroking his ego. And then she casually tells him,
and of course like, they're doing it during COVID when everyone's like, my ego needs to be stroked.
Not quite. Not yet. Okay. This is like, still like 2009, 2010.
Okay. Sorry.
Not
I'm
yet.
Like, wait a minute.
We'll get to COVID. Okay. Don't worry. But so they're like, oh my God, you're amazing. And then Amy casually is just like, so like when you're ready to make love, just like let me know. And Andrew's like,
now.
Okay, like he's a dude, so he's gonna like, you know,
right,
get that post where now. He can.
Yeah.
And so Andrew became the next father god.
Well, yeah, what happened to Michael?
Well, I think Michael, like, I'm not sure if he ever actually had the title of father god, but he's definitely like a huge part of the group of in terms well, she's of like
clearly boning him.
He's kind of like running everything. And I'm not sure if they were boning. I think really? Maybe at one point they probably were.
Yeah.
But by the time Andrew comes into the picture, I think it's like, no. Michael's sorry, more of like Michael. A business guy. So the whole group was basically constantly high, whether it was weed or hallucinogens. They also used alcohol quite a bit. They were like pretty much always fucked let's up.
Let's alter our fucking minds.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, let's go to the fucking fifth dimension.
Sure.
So Andrew had a background in building websites. So they kind of like needed him because he could build a more professional platform for them.
I mean, makes
they
sense.
Didn't need to use other platforms. They could now have their own.
Mm-hmm.
So he builds like a professional website. Michael then in 2019 created a Love Has Won LLC. Like they're starting to like bring in some money.
Okay.
So they continue to do their spiritual healings, their readings, blah, blah, blah. But now they also brought in products. So they're bringing in supplements, candles, cleansing tools. Like they're selling sage like bundles. They're so selling crystals.
They're doing things that are spiritually led, I guess.
Totally.
In the realm of that.
Yeah. They're okay. Doing like boxes where it's like, ooh, get this box. And it's like all the like top picks of Mother God herself, you know, like ugh. Bullshit like that. Yeah. And like I said, they wanted to do like a 24-hour live stream. They basically wanted to change the collective consciousness via the internet.
Oh, okay.
They had a mission to gain a following and eventually ascend to the fifth dimension. So this is where they're selling stuff. They're like doing all these supplements, vitamins, blah, blah, blah. They also bring in the colloidal silver. And this is that's like
the one I a know huge about.
Part of this cult. Mm-hmm. They say that the colloidal silver is an ancient medicine. It can heal everything. It's kind of like a anything you have, it'll cure it. Like, yeah. Just take some. They're saying that Big Pharma banned it because Big healed Pharma. People. Okay. Yeah, healed people don't make money. But also, like, y'all are making money. So
I don't know what the fuck really you're talking about. Yeah.
Money runs everything. So Amy would constantly, like, remind the group that, like, she was 100% light. She had no trauma, no darkness whatsoever. However, Andrew began to notice some darkness on Amy's part. He said that she would drink excessively every night and she became a very mean drunk.
Well, so shocking when that's what the followers did was get fucked up.
Right. There comes a point where it's like, it's there's not all a reason fun
for that. Yeah.
So she would get super angry and erratic. She would yell and just be like super difficult to deal with. And the group just kind of like accepted it. They were like, well, she's healing humanity all day.
Oh my God. They're fuck
like,
off.
She's like, what did they say? She's moving energy. So she's like moving all the bad energy out of humanity. It's really just
like taking it out of her.
It's really like taking a toll on her. So yeah, of course she's grumpy and like she needs to drink. And so there would be like moments in her blackout drunken state where she would confide in Andrew and she'd be like, I don't know if I'm actually Mother God. I don't know if this is like actually what I'm supposed to be doing. Like she would have doubts, right? And she would express this to him. Okay, then
stop, dude.
Yeah, stop being a fucking crazy.
Yeah.
But Michael, Mr. Archangel Michael, he would interfere and tell her not to listen to Andrew. Mostly because he knew that like if a seed of doubt was planted in her head, the money would stop coming in, right? The group would come to an end.
Those fucking accountants, they ruin lives.
So Andrew told Amy and Michael, he was like, none of these titles are real. None of this is real. We're all just like on drugs. Mother God, Father God, Archangel, whatever the fuck. Like, none of it's real. It's all just like this reality that we're like creating.
It's yeah, I mean, I could have told them that.
No, totally. And so, you know, he's questioning the ideas and the belief systems of this group, and they're all on drugs, so they're just kind of like, yeah,
whatever, though.
That's what's happening.
Yeah.
And it was so strange, too, because, like, the group said that the drugs and the alcohol were tools of joy. If you're using them in a conscious way. Like,
how do you know if you're using them in a conscious way?
That's just an excuse. Yeah. That's really just like...
Obviously an excuse, but it's like...
Be for fucking real.
What way would you use in a conscious way? No. You know what I mean?
It makes no sense. No. Like, it's literally just kind of like an excuse.
Yeah, 100%.
So Amy and Michael did not receive Andrew's message that the titles and everything was like bullshit. And they were like, you better shut the fuck up or you need to leave the group. Because
sounds like a
obviously, like, if one person starts questioning the reality of the group, then
they're gonna have other people questioning
the and they couldn't have the that because they're making money. So Andrew really did
MOB, money over bitches.
Yeah, he seemed to like actually really care about Amy and that he truly wanted her to be kind of like released from this delusion that she was in.
And this was Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so we like Andrew.
Yeah, and okay. But he just. He wasn't successful in,
sure.
in doing yeah. that. And yeah. he eventually left the group. So the cult people are like crazy, dude. Like you watch this documentary and there's just like this weird strangeness in their eyes where they're just like, they're not all there. So Andrew leaves because he's like, this is batshit crazy.
Yeah, I don't blame him.
Now, the next Father God.
But good for him for like seeing the writing like, on the wall and not cashing in on like the potential fame, I guess. Not fame, but you know what I mean?
The money, like the greed.
The notoriety too. Yeah. Some totally. People are like so about that. So like good on him.
Yeah. So the next Father God was John Henry. Once again, Amy feeds him the line of like, oh, you're brilliant, you're amazing. She's stroking his ego. This dude was previously in the military and then like once he got out, he was like in a pretty dark spot of his life.
Did he have like PTSD?
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. They didn't explicitly say that, but
it's really a common
it seemed like that.
Denominator.
No, totally. Yeah. So he's like super vulnerable. He's very susceptible to the ideas of love has won.
Yeah.
And
do they have an age on him?
I'm not sure. He looked to be probably like in his 30s.
Okay. Okay.
So at this point, like him and Amy are doing psychedelics every day and he starts to get this idea in his head that there's another Father God out there.
Okay.
Based on his like trippings, I guess.
Just a random question. This is very random. Not Michael. The guy that we were like Jeff. He's fully. Andrew? No, not Andrew. The guy that was like before she even met Archangel Michael.
Oh,
he's Amareth? Fully, yeah, Amareth is fully out, right?
Yeah, he's fully out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I was just like, wait a minute.
Yeah, no, he's like just gone. Like, okay. She just fucking like left and yeah. then created a whole new group.
Yeah, I was just wondering, I was like, is he even like part of it anymore?
No.
So, okay.
No. So the next, so John Henry is like, there's another Father God. And then they're like, is there? And then this dude, Jason Castillo, shows up.
Who the fuck is Jason? God, it's like...
Fucking Jason. He becomes the final Father God. And let me tell you... No, he's not hot.
I have to ask because I'm like, all these Father Gods, I'm like, are they attractive?
None of them are hot. Like, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
So, if we're talking about energy and whatever, like, you see this guy and he has a dark energy. Like... There is something very creepy about this man that, like,
yeah,
he makes my skin crawl, like, seeing him on TV.
Ooh, you know, that's not good when you're already watching something dark enough.
He's not like, even like in.
Yeah, you're like, I don't need that extra like, dark. Ooh, gross. Yikes. Yeah.
So she tells Jason the same fucking thing. She's like, you're brilliant. He's all in. And he's like, yeah, I am brilliant. It's me, Father God, you know?
It's me,
like,
Jason. I know what I'm talking about.
I'm fucking Father God. Like, and it's kind of sad, too, because, like you can tell that he's never heard this kind of praise in his life. And, like, he even, he starts to, like, tear up where he's like.
That's the vibe I'm getting from a lot of this is, like, she prays as much on as people. It's like, fuck these guys. Not really, because I think like a lot of them are like, this is the first time I'm hearing this.
Totally. This. Yeah. Yes, 100%.
So as much as I want to be like, fuck these guys, I'm like, maybe maybe on both sides are a little bit guilty.
Yeah. And like he pretty much just gets like a big old ego boner because he's like, oh my God, I am brilliant. So
you're not wrong. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, she thinks that this dude is her twin flame. Ancient energy brings them together. Like, whatever the fuck.
Like, it's the same old song and dance.
It's the same old shit. So, okay. So, you know how I was saying, like, even from on screen, I was like, ew, this guy has, like, weird energy.
Yeah, you were saying.
Even before I, like, knew who he was, I was like, ooh, I don't
dark
like
energy, dark
you.
Energy.
Gross.
Sure, yeah.
So, the rest of the, like, cult members were like, yeah, this guy's fucking weird. Like,
they
hated
him. So, it
wasn't
just you. It was, like, other people that were like, oh.
No, and they, like, knew him. They definitely felt his like craziness. So he would get like super drunk with Amy, and he was also like a mean drunk, and he'd kind of like puff up his chest and like take over the music and
been
play death
there,
metal
that
and other people were like, bro, like, we're
calm down, we're trying to be spiritual,
can you not play death metal?
Like, yeah, this is not part of our spiritualism.
This is not our vibe.
This is the opposite.
We're trying to listen to some flutes. You're playing
we
want
to listen to Fish,
right?
You want to listen to String Cheese Incident? You want to listen to Metallica?
It's
get
not
the
for
fuck
us
out of here.
Yeah. So, he tended to dabble in meth.
Ah, so he just took it to the next
level. Yeah. So, he was using all the drugs because he would, like, mix things. Like, it was, like...
sounds like it, yeah.
A cocktail of drugs. And
wait, is that wrong? You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Okay. Stick to one. You
know? I'll fix myself.
Thank you. So... he and Amy would, like, get into arguments. It seemed to be very tumultuous.
Especially she's drinking and she's already, like...
and she's always
you know,
kinda...
and he's on a different hallucinant.
Yeah. No, they're just, like...
he's on meth, I guess.
He's
another
on meth,
drug.
So,
yeah,
like...
so they're on different levels, but...
so many different
equally
levels.
Toxic.
So...
yeah.
But so, like, Amy had this, like, explanation of, like... the other cult people were like, hey, this guy sucks. And she'd be like... well, you know, I'm, like, 100% light, and, like, I have to help people who are dark.
Oh, baby girl.
And blah, 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 blah. You know, like, weird, just...
I am light. I wish I could say shit like that, and I meant it.
It's so stupid. And, like, not laugh. So...
yeah, I would laugh. I'd be like, ha-ha.
It was kind of like they described their relationship as this sort of, like, yin and yang relationship.
Oh,
where it's like,
so toxic
she's
and
the
toxic.
Light, he's the dark. Like, they need each other to, like, make it work.
Like, the people who are like, I'm a water sign, he's a fire sign.
Shut the fuck up.
That's me, yeah. Keith. That's what's funny. But... but I've never said that, like, seriously.
No, yeah.
I've never said it seriously. That's why it's funny, because it's like...
I can get in on some, like, spiritual shit, but, like...
but, like...
at a certain point...
but we
like,
also
you
know
cross
toxicity.
You cross a line.
Yeah. There's a spiritual where you're like, okay, but then there's a point
then
where
there's
you're like...
you're crazy.
You're both being insane. You're both being fucking toxic.
Yeah.
Like, break it off.
And, like, despite all their, like, weird delusional... bullshit, it is clear from the videos like she did have a soft spot for Jason. Like,
I mean,
you can tell that
you're
she like
Father God
loved
not
him.
Yeah, sure, yeah. I mean, you can love toxic people,
like, you guys have problems,
we've all accidentally done it.
Yeah. So with Jason as Father God, the dynamic of the cult starts to shift. So things start to get chaotic as he's not like a passive Father God as the other Father Gods have been. He like is kind of like wanting power over the group.
Okay, so his, like, I'm not saying all these father gods were, like, these amazing men. I'm not saying that.
Oh, no.
But they weren't looking for, like, power.
No, they were, like, they were just kind of following Amy's
money,
lead.
Money is what it sounded like,
and
yeah.
Now, this guy was kind of like, when Amy would pass out from being so drunk, he would take over and be like, here's the things we need to do, and, like, try to, like, boss people around. They'd be like, you're not mother god, you know?
Yeah, I tried to boss the dog.
You're not my real father god. I don't know. Like,
I'm done with your shit, father god, because you're not my real dad. Get the fuck out of here.
You're like the third father god, so you're not even the real father god.
Mom's moving around like crazy. Have you ever seen John Tucker Must Die? Where she calls all the guys Skip.
No, I don't remember that.
It's a really great movie. You should watch it.
So, yeah, things just start getting weird. Yeah. He starts to preach his own version of things. And it's just,
does she know that he's doing this, or is he doing it when she's, like, fucking wasted? So he can be like, no, no.
She's, like, fucking wasted, but then I think when they do kind of tell her, she's like, well, he's the dark to my light, so
oh my god,
you know,
I just hurt my own head from how hard I rolled.
You
my
rolled
fucking
your eyes so
eyes.
Hard.
Yeah.
Okay, so now by September of 2020, Amy becomes increasingly sick.
COVID.
I don't even, it's not even like COVID. So at this point in the group's history, she is
saying people aren't hanging out as much.
No, and people are getting crazier, you know?
Yeah. Well, like, we've all been in our homes. We're all like,
we remember COVID. Oh. It fucking sucked. So at this point in the group's history, she's saying that the ego is fueled by food and sleep. Therefore,
so they need to stop having food and sleep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
I disagree, but
like, let's be real. That's like cult shit 101.
Yeah.
Deprive
people of food and sleep is like the number one. Like, there's a handbook.
Yeah.
I'm sure. And
that's how.
That's
how you control people.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So she says that this makes one's vibration higher and the ego is less present.
Can I ask a side question? But she's allowed to eat and sleep, right?
No.
Okay.
So, apparently, Amy had an eating disorder, like, for most of her life.
Then, is she still sleeping?
It just, like, makes sense. I don't know. She's, like, not. Like, none of these people are eating or sleeping. So, she considered herself kind of, like, chubby as a teen, and she started restricting her diet.
Okay, that makes me sad for her as a teen, but, like, totally. But she's destroying other people in the process.
And when she kind of like stopped eating, she noticed that she lost weight and then people started giving her attention. So it's like this negative, like, terrible cycle where it's like she's doing a bad thing, but then she's getting positive results from people, so it fuels it. So the eating disorder sort of became like amplified with her delusional ideas.
Oh, I'm not surprised to hear that.
And in her mind, 103 pounds was the ideal weight that would allow for her ascension to the starship.
How tall is she?
I'm not sure how tall she is.
Because that might play a, like, obviously it's underweight, I'm sure.
Very much underweight. So she's like, gotta get to this weight. And then, remember, she's supposedly, like, the divine leader that needs to, like, save humanity and bring her followers to the fifth dimension.
Sure, yeah.
So, they believe that the Galactics will arrive on a starship and come and take her when the time is right. Like, they physically believe, like, a starship, like, a alien ship.
Wasn't that, like, the Heaven's Gate cult and, like, Scientology kind of mixed in together?
Kinda,
that was kind of something that they sort of said.
So she gets sicker and sicker. The group is like, oh my god, she's gonna ascend and take us all to the fifth dimension.
Oh my god.
And they claim they could see starships in the sky. So again,
was Nicki Minaj around?
Yeah, they took these fucking videos where, like, of just sunsets and clouds. And
well,
like,
I'm sure they took pictures of, like, fucking airplanes.
Yeah. It's not even the airplanes. It's literally just clouds. And they're like, there it is. And it's like, girl, that's
baby
a cloud.
Girl, no.
That is a cloud.
Good, nice try, but it is
no.
a cloud.
So her health started declining so bad that she started like breaking out. She started getting boils all over her skin.
Oh shit.
She became paralyzed from the waist down and she had to be carried everywhere.
Did the taking the fucking metals, was that?
Probably a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she claimed that she had cancer. Everyone's like, oh my God, she's gonna send you guys. And so she had like...
And I'm sure they're stoked about it too.
No, they're stoked.
Fucked up.
Yeah, it's so just insane. Yeah. So she had crazy amounts of pain. I think it was like from... when I was watching the documentary, I was like, seems like that's a mix of extreme alcoholism and constant drug use. Like, maybe don't do that.
Being around an alcoholic, they're constantly in pain.
Yeah.
And that's why they need to continue the alcohol use, is because they have so much pain. Because
they need to relieve the pain.
And if they want to drink 6 or 7 beers a night, Kim, that's normal.
It's fine.
I was told that.
She...
Verbatim, I was told, Kim, if I want to drink 6 or 7 beers a night, that's my right as a person. And Keith and I jokingly will say that to each other.
It's like, well, and so one of her followers was literally like, they would just sit in her room and like do drugs and like just sit there.
Jesus Christ.
And one of them was like... So that's
not helping them. Like, no. If something were to happen, like obviously no one's in this group is going to help her. But if they're sitting in their room just doing drugs, like you're not going to help her.
No, and one of them is literally writing down like every single thing that she's doing. Like there was like notes where it was like 12:02. Mother sneezed 4 times.
Oh my God.
So they're like documenting every little thing. She was administered 4,000 milligrams of colloidal silver each day.
Oh.
So this slowly started to turn her blue. So
this is the part of the story that I knew, like when you told me. Yeah. And I was like, wait, she like had metal. And you were like, yes, but there's more to it. So this is such a small fraction of what I knew. Yeah. So,
So she got to a point where I think she like knew she was dying because she asked her family to come visit her, who she had been like no contact with for years. And they were like, what the fuck? Good, you're like a cult leader. Her mom admitted in the documentary that she was scared of what would happen if she came. Like, she just didn't know, well,
the
like...
followers. Like, what the followers are going to do. It's not even the cult leader, usually, that you have to worry about.
But it's like, what followers. Are you going into? Like, you don't know.
Yeah.
And these people are, like, sorry, very but they're delusional.
Devoted. Yeah.
Like,
devoted to
who knows
to
what they're
going to
do.
100%.
So, Amy apparently asked the cult followers to take her to what they called a 3D hospital, which is just like a normal hospital.
Is it like where they do the scanning like from?
No, it's just like a normal hospital because they were like, we're going to go to the fifth dimension.
No, baby. Oh, right now we're in, like, she did ask to just regular.
Go so
to
she was like, I need to go
point,
to like a
real she's like
hospital.
Given up on being a cult leader. She's like, okay.
She's like, I'm like, fucking dying.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, she's not in her right mind. Mother God would never want to go to a 3D hospital.
Hi, so guys. They just this is the dark side of being a cult leader.
Yeah. And so the Galactics apparently said that she needed to go to Hawaii now because she would either physically ascend into the sky or she'd be swallowed up in a hole in the ocean.
Oh, God.
So obviously there's like not an ocean in Colorado. So it was like, let's go to Hawaii in case.
They could have gone to Chatfield.
The ocean thing was real.
Yeah.
So they go to Hawaii.
How did they get her to Hawaii when she's feeling that shitty?
They flew. Like, they had money.
Oh,
like,
my God. I'm sure she hated her life, though. I'm sure flying was so uncomfortable.
Well, and they had to, like, carry her everywhere. So, like, she can't even, like, fucking move.
But don't bring her to a hospital,
Yeah. No, sounds great.
Yeah.
So.
Here's more money.
They go to Hawaii. She's, like, going to the ocean. She's like, yay, love the waves, whatever. But the people of.
I hope that's what she did.
The people of Kauai were not thrilled because Amy and her Love Has Won followers were staying on the island and they were kind of like, who are these fucking
weirdos? Were they even like, did they even have a hotel room or were they just sleeping on the island?
No, it was like they had like a nice like hotel.
Okay.
Like they were staying
somewhere. I just had
somewhere.
To ask because I'm like, when you're like people at Kauai, I'm like, hold up.
But they kind of were like, who the fuck are these people? Yeah. Like, they're weird. And so... also keep in mind, this was like in like full force COVID. So they were like,
what shit the was fuck? A little bit different. At
people
that
are coming to Hawaii. They're not following the mask mandates. They're not following the CDC guidelines. Like, people were kind of up in arms, you know?
Yeah.
So not only were they like weird cult people, but they're also like not following COVID shit. So they were like, fuck
I'm
you.
I'm so shocked cult members wouldn't follow COVID protocol.
Right.
So
then what is even worse is that Amy, like, she claimed that she was Pele. So she claimed that she was this sacred and ancient goddess of fire, wind, dance, and volcanoes.
That's not how it works.
This is like, you don't get to just come in here, like, not, like, as a white woman be like, hey guys, I'm a reincarnation of Pele. Like, fuck off.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They were
fuck
so
all
offended.
The way off. Yeah, I would be too. I'm offended for them.
Yeah, me too. And they were like,
no, that's not how this fucking
not gonna
works.
Happen. And then they found out where she was staying. They started protesting outside her house. Like, good. Over 100 people were protesting.
Bye. Yeah.
So eventually they kind of like got the group to leave. So they went back to the mainland.
Colorado?
Yeah. And meanwhile, Amy's family hadn't forgotten about her request to come visit her. So they were kind of like, I mean, they were obviously worried about her mental health, but they were also like super worried about her physical health.
Yeah. I mean, like, she's fucking blue or silver.
Like, they just didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And so as a last resort, her family got her onto Dr. Phil. And they, like, kind of confronted her.
All right. Yeah. I'm done with her family's drama right now. Because, like, Dr. Phil, I'm not like, wow, I'm worried about them.
He's
let's get him on
a real doctor.
Yeah.
So they wanted to, like, get her help. They thought that maybe, like, if Dr. Phil, maybe he could, like, talk some sense into her. Maybe if they confronted her about it, she would, like, come to reality.
You know, whenever I get to a conundrum in life, I'm like, what would Dr. Phil?
What would Dr. Phil do?
What would he tell me to do, you know?
You know, and the, like, my, you know, voice in my head is Dr. Phil.
Yeah. No, I'm like, I'm sick. And I'm like, well, Kim, what you should do, you know, your knee hurts and you keep doing stuff with your knee. It's not
good for you.
Oh my God. That's so. Oh my God.
They go on Dr. Phil and you
it
know,
goes well,
it's
I'm sure.
still like 2020. So they're like, kind of all like. Virtually joining
sure.
Dr. Phil. And oddly enough, okay, so the followers of Love Has Won were like all about it. They're like, yeah, let's go on Dr. Phil. I'm gonna spread the word, you know?
Oh my God, I knew
that's
what
we're
gonna get
more followers.
We're gonna get all the followers.
Yeah.
Did they get more followers?
Maybe.
I kind of hope they did,
because I mean,
that's weird.
Potentially.
Yeah.
But, like, basically the whole Dr. Phil thing, it just, like, did not go well.
Yeah.
Like, Amy was too deep in it. She'd been a cult leader for years. Like,
have you watched a Dr. Phil
so...
episode?
Oh my.
It's dramatized. They're like, and she doesn't care. She's like, I don't give a shit. And you're like, all right.
And also, well. Like, are they really solving things?
No.
Like, come
they're
on.
Not. Cash me outside. How about that?
So she refused to believe that, like, her reality was basically bullshit. And,
yeah.
like, her family confronted her. And then she was pissed that her family didn't have her
Dr.
back.
Phil.
She was like, I'm Mother God, and they should know that. Like, it didn't go well. So
I have a feeling if I tried to tell my family as Mother God, they'd probably be like, you're not.
You're not, though.
You're
so
not.
Here's the thing, you're not.
So please stop telling
Don't
people
do
false
that.
Information.
So April 10th, 2021. This was the last day that Amy was seen alive.
Okay.
The group was camping in Mount Shasta, California, but they were asked to leave the RV park because there were just, like, too many fucking people there. Like, they were overcrowding, like, the space that they were allotted.
Oh, God.
So they drove to Ashland, Oregon, and they stayed at Callahan's Mountain Lodge.
Were they asked to leave then, too?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
So Amy was quickly deteriorating. Like, she was full on, like, dying. Like,
yeah.
She's in the process of dying. The footage of her shows her looking like a skeleton. Her skin was blue. She was very weak. They were alternating her between the shower, the bed, and I believe, like, a bathtub. Like,
This is when it's like, just...
Like, get some fucking medical help.
God, yeah.
And also, like, I think it was too far gone at this point.
100%. Even if they had. Yeah.
So this is where, ultimately, Amy died. It was in this, like, lodge. The group members waited and waited for her ascension, but nothing.
Wait, it didn't happen?
Wait, what? So,
Danae, are you lying to me?
Why would the Galactics not come?
They are being assholes. That's the problem.
Kind of rude.
Yeah.
What did Robin Williams say?
Robin Williams, we're going to be upset with him.
Yeah. So.
God, these people.
I know. After the hotel staff started becoming suspicious because the group was not letting them into the room to clean.
Yeah.
The group left in the dead of night. With the body of Amy Carlson.
I was about to say, I'm sure they took the body with them.
So they camped in Mount Hood National Forest for a few days, waiting for the ascension, which obviously never fucking happened because it's not fucking real. You guys, like, what? Mm. So the members of the group, some of the members actually, it was just like a few of the members, they decided that they needed to go back home to Crestone. So they drove back to Colorado with
Amy,
the corpse.
Yep.
At one point, police pulled them over for a traffic violation and they wrapped Amy up in a sleeping bag so it just looked like she was sleeping. And they, like, proceeded on their way. And when they finally arrived in Crestone on April 27th, they laid Amy's body in her room and made what looked to be a shrine. This is where we go back to her being wrapped in Christmas lights, her fucking eyeballs being, like, deteriorated. Like,
oh my God, where we started.
Yeah. So it was super disturbing because they claim that her body remained warm. Like, it never got cold. And they really
claim, though.
Yeah. So. Like, y'all are on drugs, you guys. Drugs. Drugs are bad.
Yeah.
So they thought she was still breathing. It was just, like, so bizarre. They were like, oh my God, she's still breathing. There's a pulse. Like, then they had this electromagnetic, like, measuring device like you do for, like, ghost hunting. And they're, like, putting it on her body and it's, like, the numbers are jumping. And they're like, oh my God, this just proves that she's the mother god. And it's like, what?
It doesn't prove anything. It proves that you need to, like...
What does it even mean?
Like, what are you doing?
What? So, Archangel Michael, he had stayed in Crestone the whole time. So, he was, like, at the house, whatever.
Yeah.
So, the morning of April 28th, he discovered that the other members had laid Amy's corpse in her bed and, like, made the shrine.
Ew.
He basically took all the money and dissolved all the websites, and then called the police to report that Amy was dead. The members who had transported Amy's body across state lines were arrested, like I said at the beginning, with abuse of a corpse and also the child abuse because the kids were there.
Yep.
But the police were just, like, so shocked when they found the body because they were like, oh my God, they painted her blue. Like, that's how blue she was.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
That's when law enforcement took the body from the home, they did an autopsy, and that did reveal that she died of organ failure and anorexia. So, yeah. I'm sure the drugs
something
and the...
Something very preventable.
The insane amount of colloidal silver probably didn't help, but there's that too. So, ended up that no one was charged in her death due to the autopsy results. And today, the members still exist, although it seems that, like, without their leader, they're kind of, like, they've splintered off into different groups. They're, like, they're not one
big
cohesive
group
anymore.
Well, the Warren Jeffs group, they still are together, and he's in jail for the rest of his life. But, like, that group's still together. Warren Jeffs, it's kind of like a extreme Latter-day Saints group.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, basically...
Watch the show, keep sweet, and stay... or whatever.
Oh yeah, I think I've seen that title.
He is in jail and they still follow him and he, like, still gives some directions from jail.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So basically the documentary ended where it was like two members of the group who hadn't like had contact with their family in like 20 years, reached out to their family, and it seemed like they were kind of like slowly coming back to reality.
That's good.
Which
That's
is good.
Yeah.
But the group as a whole has rebranded as 5D Full Disclosure. Jason Castillo now claims the title of Mother, Father, God. It's all one word.
Is he non-binary?
I don't know. He's just Mother, Father, God.
Okay.
He has his own brand called Joy Reigns. And this is just like a separate thing. It's like basically his own like take on like the weirdness of the teachings.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He does his own shit. They're... both groups continue to post online. They gain followers continuously. They sell merchandise. And of course, they believe that Mother God ascended to the fifth dimension.
Well, yes, they need to believe something. God, that's a really rough one.
Isn't that fucking
that's
nuts?
That's so fucking nuts. I'm like uncomfortable with all of that. Thank you for putting it in my brain.
You're so welcome. Sleep well.
So, yeah, I'm gonna sleep with, like, I'm not.
Watch the documentary. It's just so, like, the whole time I'm like, what are they even, like...
Yeah, doing.
What? How?
I gotta tell you, I'm just, when you find people, when they're vulnerable, it's really easy to just be like, you need this, we need you. You know what I mean?
Spout some bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. And just...
Well, and I'm sure the drugs help.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure the drugs
Let's all get high.
Like, let's get high. And
when there's a constant supply of drugs, like, people are gonna hang around.
100%. And it's all people in, like, their 30s, so I don't know. But, God, that's rough. But I'll try to post pictures of all the father gods, but, God, that was hard to keep track of on Instagram at Mysterious Mavens Pod. On Instagram.
Yeah, we'll post the pictures. We'll post the pictures of Amy all blue. Like a before and after, I think.
Yeah, 100%.
Like when she was like young and, you know, doing well as a manager at McDonald's. And then like how
it... Oh, how the mighty
how
fallen.
It started versus how it's going.
Yeah,
you know, like,
pretty much.
But if you have stories that you want us to cover, we are happy to do that.
We love to cover stories. Like, we love
email
that.
Us at mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com.
We also have a Facebook and an Instagram. Our Facebook is not taking off. Instagram, we need to post more.
We'll do
I have a video of Danae reacting to a song called Snake Farm, and that is...
Oh, I thought we posted that like a long time ago.
We did, but it's so great.
Oh,
okay. It's never old. Every time I go on there, I'm like, so yeah, that's right.
Hilarious.
Hilarious. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week.
Yeah.
We're excited to be back and recording.
Self-care yourself.
Yeah. Self-care for yourself and do what you need to do.
Next week.
Yeah.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.